Yeah, the just shall live by faith, and that's what it's all about. Looking to God and moving in the invisible. You know, when you need to move in the invisible before you see it visible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's got to be happening on the inside before it happens on the outside. And that's why we need those heavenly words, the sound doctrine, the right words from God being spoken in faith to us. You know, don't be who your mom or your dad, your neighbors, your brothers or sisters, or the closest people in your life, don't be who they say they think you are. Because a lot of people say, oh yeah, you're this and you're that, and I can see this in you, and I can see this about. Be who God says you are, you know? You are filled with the Spirit of God. You are not ordinary now. You've changed. You've changed from the God of this world to the God of the heavens and the universe, the creator of all things. And he's filled you with his Spirit because you believed on his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now the game has changed. Now you are who God says you are. So what this world's kingdom says about you is different to what God's kingdom says about you. And God says that you are beloved. God says that you are ambassadors. God says you are strong. God says that you are healed. God says you are delivered. God says you are prosperous. God says you are fearless. God says you are the head and not the tail, that you live from a place of triumph, that you're victorious in every situation, that you're more than a conqueror. This is what the one true God says about you. So what are we going to believe? You know, I'm not what my pastor says about me. I'm not what my fellow believer says about me. Now, they may say good things, and that's great. If they're speaking good heavenly words of influence that are going to help frame the world and it comes into alignment and agreement to what I believe, then it's going to manifest even greater. Because what you believe in your heart and what you think and what you speak will come to pass. As a man thinketh, so is he, right? Yeah. And death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Our words are seed. We've got to come back to the simplicity of these wonderful principles and laws that govern everything, which God set up for us to recognize, knowing that when we recognize these things and we use it, just like we use the air to breathe, if we didn't breathe in the air, we'd die, right? Now we got the power of God, we got these words that we can put on in our heart, we can choose to put these words on, we can choose to hold to faith, or to succumb to fear. We choose. If you go into a depression mode by thinking on the negative thoughts, that was your choice. Well, no, it wasn't. I didn't ask for these circumstances, but the choice was to dwell on it, not to look for the solutions, the answers, the direction. So we go to God for the solutions, the answers, the direction. You might have to go to someone that's walking with God to give you that message. You go to God first. Always go to God in every situation. And here direct your hearts to someone who's going to speak truth. That in that truth will be your release and your direction. And if you're humble and you receive those words, you can get your deliverance right now. See, healing and deliverance is available right now. And we go with what's being presented to us, with what God is delivering to us, whoever's speaking it to us. Because all of us has got that Spirit of God. You got the Holy Spirit within you, and you need no man teach you. Hey, I'm not going to argue with that, because that's what Jesus said. Praise God, right? Jesus said this thing. You need no man teach you. So when you're tuned in with the Father, and you walk like Jesus done, then you're going to start walking in power. And even if anything comes against you to resist you, see, we're very quiet. All of us have been guilty of this in the past. We quickly blame the devil. Oh, it's the devil. Yeah, he's the cause of a lot of things. But praise God that God's got the answers. God's got the solution. God's got the direction. And God's got the vision. And we need to cleave to God. You know, we need to keep calm in pressing situations. We're not going to allow the circumstances to press us to act in the wrong way and to say the wrong things, because there's always that cause and effect. You know, if someone is a bully, they will bully the prey to, you know, they say things to that person, get them fearful, get them looking in the wrong way, get them moving and, you know, make them feel lesser than who they really are.
Yeah.
To put themselves above and that person beneath, right? It's tactics. And that's what the enemy uses with the systems of the world. So when we go into the world for our answers, we're not going to get very far. But when we go to God for our answers, we get the complete solution. We can walk in peace, no matter what anyone is saying. We can walk with great direction. And God wants you to fix your eyes completely on him. Whether you connect to anyone, he still wants you to go completely to him. Him first, God first in all things. You know, Jesus Christ taught his disciples to go to God. They were with him. He was encouraging them. He was giving them direction. He was showing them how to pray. He was showing them how to minister. He was sending them forth to preach and to teach. He gave them instruction, so they had to listen. They had a choice. They could either listen or not listen. And when they went wrong, he said, oh, you have little faith. He corrected them. You know, he reproved them at times. But he always loved them. He always encouraged them. He always gave them the words of life. And he always showed them what to do. He showed them how to have faith. Have you ever showed someone how to have faith? We know faith comes by hearing. And hearing the heavenly words from God, we know that all the promises of God in the scriptures are yes and amen. In other words, yes and yes. God is not saying no. But now people on here that come onto this Soon Fellowship here, you're instructed. You're not unlearned. You're not unlearned because you got the Spirit of God and you hear the words of life. These are words of life. God's word is spirit and truth, and it is life. It's quick. It's powerful. It's living energy. It's creating and shaping your world. The words you speak are creating and shaping your world. So if you're speaking what God says, then you are creating something with his words in your mouth. I am healed. I am whole. I am delivered. I am prosperous. I am successful. Listen, I don't listen to what other people tell me about you. If people come to me about you, I don't believe what they say about you. I believe what God says about you. And if they're talking negatives, I'm not, it's going in one ear and out the other, because I don't focus on that. It doesn't got no place in my environment. The negative words are no longer having place in my environment. It doesn't stick to me no more, because I've reckoned my old man dead. And I'm practicing this new life, the new kingdom life in this earth. So I'm still in this kingdom earth under the kingdom ways that were there when I got born. But now I've changed lordships. Now I changed gods. Now I'm filled with the Spirit of God. Now I'm bringing the kingdom of heaven to the kingdom of this world, which is light dispelling darkness and showing the way. I no longer let these things affect me as I used to do. The stickiness of the world is unsticking. It doesn't stick to me no more. These labels that people have put on me have fallen off, because the Holy Spirit is an adhesive which sticks to the heart but gets rid of all the rubbish and clears everything up. So now we walk in newness of life. This theme for the year was to live unto God. And that's what we're doing. We're living unto God. Now we move forward. We make plans. You always get someone that's going to talk or bring in negatives about something. Jesus had it around him all the time. People knocking him, speaking against him, speaking against his plans. But nothing can stop what God's ordained. What God set up, nothing can stop it, right? If God wants something to happen, it will absolutely happen. If God doesn't want something to happen, it won't happen. He can orchestrate and move people into position. He can go to work greatly greatly. He can speak real direction into people's lives. He can speak to you right now. God, just one word from God can change your life if you're listening and you go and do it. And it takes guts to do what God shows you to do. It takes faith. God gives you the faith to go and do what he says to do. It takes guts. It does take guts. Like when I go to my gym and I go on my treadmill, I don't talk to no one on the treadmill because I'm out of breath, but I'm getting on there. I'm doing the best I can. But when I go into the sauna, when I go into the hot tub, that's when the doors just open. I don't even look for them. People start speaking to me. And one of the famous questions I get asked, what do you do? Well, I'm a minister. You're a minister? What's that? And then so I tell them. And then I shut up. And then they're asking me, and all of a sudden it just opens. And then I'm speaking to one, then I got a whole lot around me. And don't forget, if you're in a hot tub, you've got 15 to 20 people in one big hot tub. They're all listening. And they're asking questions, and some are joining, some are agreeing, some are staying silent, some are watching from the sidelines. Every time I go to the gym, I preach. It's like going to the temple in Jesus' day. He went to the temple, he preached, he spoke, he ministered. I'm doing the same, but only in a sports hall, right? I go to the gym, work out, get in the steam room, go to the saunas, go in the hot tubs, and I'm speaking with people all the time. And it's always about God. And people know me. In fact, people knew me before I even opened my mouth in there. And it was friends that were connected to Jack. He said, you're friends with Pecker, aren't you? This one guy. And I said, yeah. He said, I've seen you on Facebook. So when I go for a curry with Jack on a Monday, we do our one-on-ones and we go for a curry. And Jack takes videos and puts it up on his stories on Facebook. And so this kiddie that's friends with Jack seen me, remembered me from there. So then I started to share about God with him, you know, and he was really open to it. Great heart, great, you know, tenderness. A rough lad, rough background. I found out later on from other people. My daughter knows him as well. She said, Dad, you wasn't speaking God's word to him, was you? I said, yeah, he was one of the biggest this, and this. You know, I said, but he was fine with me. And he liked what I had to say. He's a nice kid. You know, I liked him. And then so from there, you think that Bristol was a very big place. But God made it small, you know. And there's other people in there, people that know Jack and Becky. Jack's quite well known. He has many friends, and I'm friends with Jack, you know. So that little connection there, something's coming through there. And then some people know Becky, and then they know me because I know Becky. And some people know Danny, so they know me. So I've got to speak to many people, and people I don't know, and I don't know any of my family. But the great thing is that the doors are open in there. It's a place to go to speak. I don't go there to speak. I honestly don't. I go there to chill out, right? To get in that sauna and that hot tub is lovely. But I always speak every time, and I love it. I just love it how I can see God is opening the doors, and spoke to many people. And last night, I went into the steam room. I start off in the steam room, which is really nice. And these two women come in, and I just said, have you enjoyed yourself tonight, girls? Do you have a good relaxation? And you've got to go back to the kids now, have you? And they was talking. And it got on to, I think one of them mentioned God. And I said, oh, that's what I do. I encourage people to go to God and to look to God. And she said, no way. Oh, no way. I don't believe this. And she looked at her friend. Can you believe what you're hearing? So she started to look for God. And then, so that's what she was talking about all night long with her friend. And I come in and gave her some directions, some answers without knowing it. And then she asked, do you have a website? So I gave her the YouTube channel of the podcast we just done, because the women are on the podcast sharing their testimonies of God's deliverance and power. That's when heaven stepped in. So if you type that in YouTube, you'll be able to see Amber, Mary, Ethel, and Becky Jancy share their testimonies. And if anyone wants to come and do this podcast with me, you're more than welcome. You see how it goes. It's nice and easy. Frank's going to do one tomorrow. Frank's coming on, aren't you, Frank? And we're going to do a podcast with Frank. He's going to share his testimony and his life. And it's a testimony, you know, of the power of God, of the deliverance of God. So anyone, and I'm saying it on the Zoom Fellowship so that this is not just for Becky or Amber or Mary or for Ethel. It's for everyone. Come and share your testimony. This is your platform. This is your opportunity. See, the website is a platform to the world. The YouTube channel is a platform to the world. We've already got 800 and some odd subscribers on this new YouTube channel I started 9 days ago or 8 days ago. They've had thousands of people go to their video already. I didn't orchestrate that. God orchestrates these things. So we just go do what God shows us to do. Now, Sandgate done a lovely sharing on the website. The last sharing, if you go on the front page of the website, he done a sharing about when we went to me and Porrig and the two guys from Nepal went to India. When we booked our flights, all of a sudden, this a thing with Iran happened. And so it messed up all the flights, but it didn't touch my flight. I booked it at the right time because when God wants something to happen, he'll work in us to book it at the right times, right? So my flights were perfect. Nothing hindered my flight. Porrig's flights were perfect. Nothing hindered his flight. The two guys that were coming from Nepal into India on the day was a voting day, and no one's allowed to leave Nepal on a voting day. And when those two guys got to the border of Nepal and India, they was told to go back, but they said, I want to speak to your superior officer. And they spoke to the superior officer, and he said, well, why are you going into India? You know, this is voting day. No Nepali is allowed out of Nepal on a voting day. He said, we're going to preach God's word. Okay, you go. And they let him go. See? So when we're moving with God, nothing stops what God's ordained. Whatever God's ordained, nothing's going to stop it. Nothing stopped Jesus Christ from coming. The adversary tried to stop the lineage that led to Jesus Christ, but he couldn't because God ordained it, right? Satan tried to destroy Joseph through his brothers, but God protected him and got him through it so the Christ line could come. If Joseph got taken out of it, then his brothers would have got taken out of it. That's the 12 tribe of Israel. Everything would have been stopped, right? So, you know, it was like, you know, Satan been after the promised child, you know, couldn't touch him. God made a way where there seemed no way. God makes a way every time. So we should have great faith because when we look through the scriptures to see how God had promised something and then Satan tries to go after it, that God always made a way all the way through, even when Jesus was born. Herald set up for all the up to 2 years old to be killed. But God already provided for Jesus to get out of go to Egypt, right? With Joseph and Mary. God makes, he's the way maker, you know? All we got to do is step out and have a little bit of faith. Because everyone's conditioned by grandma, grandpa, mama, papa, as Prince Charles would say, mama. Papa. Everyone's conditioned by their parents, their aunties, their uncles, their influences from the past. Stop it. Be influenced by God. Break the chain in the name of Jesus Christ. Break the paradigms. Renew your mind. Put on the mind of Christ. You are no longer, Jane Casanova is no longer the old Jane Casanova. She's Jane Christ. Judy Christ, Eustace Christ, Fan Christ, Frank Christ, Ethel Christ, Mary Christ, Bambi Christ, Rebecca Christ. That's who you are. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are as he is, as Jesus is, not as he was, not as he walked the earth, but as he is at the right hand side of the Father, whom God has put everything into his control, into his power. And there's going to become a time when everything's fulfilled and everything is going to be put back into its order and Jesus Christ will restore power fully back to God. But it's just like Joseph and Pharaoh's situation right now. So Joseph, he was second in command, except the throne. Jesus is second in command, except the throne. and he's our Lord and Savior and Master, right? And he's still doing the Father's business, and he's, everything's in his power. Read Colossians. See, the scriptures tell you. So we go to the scriptures to affirm. What I'm not opening scriptures here, but I'm telling you the truth, and you can go and see it in the scriptures. Search the scriptures daily, whether these things are so. That's what they done when Paul and Peter, all these guys, were preaching in the book of Acts. They searched the scriptures daily, whether the things were so, what Peter was saying, what Paul was saying. Is this right? Well, we better go and see what the scriptures say about what he's saying here. Oh, yeah, I can see this in the scriptures. Oh, yeah, these guys are right. It wasn't that they were researching. They wasn't researching to get truth. They already were spoken truth, and then they had to affirm it in the scriptures. That's the way it is, and that's the way it's always been. But people, again, have to be people. They have to take charge. Oh, I worked this from the scriptures. I got the angle on truth. We've worked this. We studied it. We know it. No, when God speaks, that's then go and check it out with the scriptures. That's the truth. And the words that are written can establish what's spoken. And it will flow. Whatever you speak by the Spirit of God will flow with the written. So you don't have to spin your wheels and argue over whether it's the written scriptures or speaking by the Spirit. Speak by the Spirit. That's what Jesus done. He didn't carry the scrolls around with him. He didn't carry every book, every scroll. He walked by the Spirit of God for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he did. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, not sitting researching. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's what we're supposed to do. You want to be different? Go and do that. There's not many people doing it. There's a lot of people preaching, and there's a lot of people witnessing, but there's not a lot of people healing and raising the dead. There are people doing it, but not in the West so many. In the East, there is. Now we're going to do it here in the West. Because you're getting sound doctrine. You're getting the true word preached to you right now. And if you listen to me and the words that are being given and receive it gladly and go and do it, you will get results 100%. Go and tell someone. Do you know God can heal you right now? And then minister healing to him. Take authority. Be bold. Declare. Be bold. Let people be set free from tradition and religion. No, division comes through tradition and the truth. A lot of people get put out of shape because you're challenging what they know and what they've believed or what they've been taught. That's what Jesus done with the Sadducees and Pharisees. He said to them, you make none affect the power of God through your traditions. We don't want no traditions. You got to take a class. You got to do foundational. You got to do intermediate. No. Did Jesus ever say that? He didn't say it. Didn't say you got to do a class on power for abundant living. He didn't say you got to do a class on how to heal the sick and cast out devils either. He said, preach the word, speak the word. And it's energized by God. It's what God is energizing. That's where the authority is. That's where the power is every day. And you make progress every day with God. And then we start, our words and speech is oriented to God. And it's creating power and it's creating light and deliverance for people to walk in. And we are to connect people to God, not us or our Bible knowledge, but to the living God who can show them. Yeah, like what I'm speaking, there's lots of scripture in what I'm speaking. And like I said, that's what, when they went to, in the book of Acts, they went to those guys. He said they searched the scriptures to see whether those things were so. What the apostles were speaking, they had to go, they were talking about Jesus Christ, that he was the Messiah. He was the one. And then they had to go to the scriptures to see what they were saying was right or not. And when they went to the scriptures, these guys are right. See, that's the difference. They didn't go to the scriptures first and say, right, this is that, and this is this. They didn't do that way. That wasn't the biblical way, the right way. right? It was the spoken preached word that they went and checked out. And if it lined up with that written scripture, then bang, they accepted it. And that's how it should be today. What I'm saying, you can take to the scriptures. Every sharing I've done is on a website. And I tell you what, if I hear someone ever talk about me, I'd be in their face, because the simple fact is you shouldn't be speaking about me. If you are, it should be good words, right? And anything that I've said, I haven't hid from anyone. It is on the websites, is on my audio sharings, right? Yeah. And then you could say, well, you did say this on audio too, 15 minutes in. You know, you could say whatever you like. And I may have said something, and it may have been wrong, actually. I probably have said things wrong, but my heart ain't wrong. And that's the difference. So we got to be bold to speak what God is working in our hearts on a daily basis. And we got to do what God shows us to do. I just done a sharing before I come on here about let not your heart be troubled. And I looked at the Greek word terasso, and I went through the scriptures on that to show you that what this word is and how Jesus was talking about people not to let their hearts be troubled, right? So I do go to scripture as God shows me, but I'm led by God on those things. And if we're going to see things happen, which we actually are, and we're going to see great growth, we need to be led by the Spirit of God, just like Jesus was, just like Paul was, and the first century church was. And, or we can do it the pharmaceutical way. We can be like the Pharisees, you know, having all the knowledge and with our little bit of tradition in there, making none affect the power of God. For a lot of the part, not everything, but if you look at the West and Christianity in the West, a lot of it has been no power of God, not a lot of it, right? Lots of knowledge, lots of wonderful people. Don't get me wrong. Lots of wonderful people in every kind of setup. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal and other kind of different groups. But there's only one truth, guys. It's not Lawrence's truth and it's not your truth. We want the truth. And that comes from God and from the Holy Spirit. And God will lead us into all truth. You know, Jesus said that. That Spirit of God will lead you into all truth. And there should be power in our life. There should be provision. There should be deliverance. There should be hope and excitement and hope for the future and a vision and a direction. And I'm just so thankful we're doing this in Myrtle Beach, because there is a vision there. There is a direction there. There is a way to move forward there. And that's why we're going. So we're getting together and we're going to hear what God has to say. And from that, we'll move forward on that direction. You know, whoever wants to move forward can, whoever wants to go off can. No one's holding anyone anywhere. But we're going there to build strength, to build character, to see what God is saying. We want to see the word move in the West. The West is USA, UK, Portugal, Ireland, France, Germany, Switzerland. We want to see the word really move like it can do and should do, like it is in India and Nepal. I've done a couple of sharings. My last sharing is about cause and effect. It's the same principle as sowing and reaping, giving and receiving. Same principle, right? What caused the great outreach in India? What causes people to be raised from the dead and for people to come from poverty to prosperity? What was the cause of that? It was what the Indian leaders and believers were doing. It was they were preaching, being led by the Spirit of God. That was the cause of the healing, deliverance and prosperity and the great outreach in India and Nepal. So what do? We ignore that, don't we? And just do it the way we always know. No, you've got to be different. You copy the thing. You see the truth. That's why do you think I go to India and Nepal? I'm seeing something there. God's bringing it all together for me bit by bit. And I'm like, and the cause and effect really highlights me. God showed me that angle on it. Because I'm thinking, yeah, well, of course, you're going to do, like, if you're going to put the two elements together for water, if you want water, you've got to put those elements together. You'll always get that. So one is causing the other to produce the water, right? So it's the same, the preaching of the sound doctrine. It's the sound doctrine that's being preached. They're not taking Bibles with them. you know, they're going out as God's leading them by the Spirit, and they're speaking. They're starting with their families and their neighbors, and bang, from there, people get healed and signs, miracles, and wonders follow, because people's are they're humble. They're following what their leaders have been feeding them. And if the leaders have been feeding them sound doctrine, there's growth there. And there are people out there in India and Nepal, leaders, that haven't been given them sound doctrine, so nothing's grown. So they can see the difference. It's like an experiment in a way. And when I go there, I'm like, wow, this is just amazing, seeing the both sides there in the West, in the East, in India and Nepal. So there are places that are not growing because the leaders are not teaching sound doctrine. And that's just speaking by God, you know, speaking, getting people to simply speak in tongues, connect to their leader, honor God, go to God first, be led by God, stay connected to sound doctrine, practice that, live that, encourage other people that simple way, let people free, let people move with God, let people begin their fellowships, encourage those things. I'm excited. This is the way I'm going to move anyway. And this is the way I have been moving since I come back from India. And obviously it hits some people's heads because they've been used to such a different way. They've been used to the way that we've all been taught, like I've been taught. But someone's got to stand up and start practicing this stuff in the West and getting results too. And I'm getting results. And it's not because of me, it's because of God and what I'm practicing. And the words I'm listening to, the words I'm hearing and what I'm putting forward. Some people want to mess that up. Some people want to resist it. Some people want to speak about it or speak against it. But you're speaking against God because the heart here is pure. I can tell you that now. And that's why I found boldness to speak in the manner I am now. Because you can't just keep doing the same as everybody else and expect a different result. You're just not going to see it. Promise you. But if you start doing what God says and puts in your heart and being led by the Spirit of God and speaking forth, you will start to see it. You'll break through all that tradition that has been hitting you and standing against you. And then God will start really shining. Then people will be coming to England and Portugal and France and Spain and Germany and USA to see what God's actually doing, but how they're getting all these great results. Just like everyone goes to India and Nepal. God is not a respecter of persons, but he that reverences God and works righteousness with God is accepted with God. And that was spoken out of Peter's mouth from God when Cornelius' house received the Spirit of God. And he perceived that God was not a respecter of persons. And God still isn't. He's not a respecter of India and Nepal over us, guys. Come on. Nothing like that at all. There's nothing special. They're not any different to us, just that their faith is in the right way and it's standing in the power of God. And that's where our faith needs to be standing, not in the wisdom, but in the power. So anyway, that's what come to my heart to share.